It's April 21st, and everybody knows today is Earth Day. Merry Christmas, happy birthday to whoever's being.
They were so close. So close. Just one day off Drumarama from their vinyl release. Well, their album called Vinyl came out 30 years ago with What Are We Gonna Do, which name drops Earth Day, which technically was this week, but Earth Day falls on the 22nd of April. And they tell you it's the 21st. You know why? Because John Easdale called me up and said, Moxer, I can tell you why I said that. Because in my mind, every day is Earth Day. And it should be. It should be. For all of you. I'm preaching to you now, but that's what I do. I'm a preacher. I'm a joker. I'm a midnight mockster. Yeah, I got a midnight mock. That's what I do. I do that at midnight. What is that mock? I'll tell you after I do the radio and the music calendar. How about that? I'll let you hold on, because that's coming up here in like 3 minutes, so you can hold on for that, can't you? What did I play in that set of music? Well, before the Drumarama, Roy Orbison, who, if he was with us today, would be celebrating his 85th birthday today. Sadly, we lost him when he was only 52 years old. I can imagine, because I remember when he passed, but just, wow, way too young. Oh, Pretty Woman, if you didn't realize the song I played from the Big O, as his friends called him. Speaking of Big O, how about a song called Oppenheimer by the Big Old 97s, the Old 97s with Oppenheimer in that set of music. Also, Wilco went back to the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot album, which originally they put it up for free after some disputes with their label back in September of 01. But None Such Records actually officially released it on this day 19 years ago in 2002. So I played Heavy Metal Drummer for you. And from 1967, from the Tenderness Junction album, played The Fugs in there. Turn On, Tune In, Dropout. Gary out in West Mifflin said, Moxter, I'd love if you could play me some Fugs. And I was like, you know what? I can do that, because I've been called Fugly more than once. And I'm like, hey, thanks. And then I Googled it, and I was like, oh, well, I do have the face for radio, and that's why I do this show for you on Fridays and the Encore on Tuesdays, because of that fact. Hey, fact is, I want to remind you that more than 37 million people in the U.S., including 11 million children, they struggle with hunger. And as COVID-19, as the outbreak continues, they need your help now more than ever. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger in America, wherever they are. You can be there for your neighbors in need by donating at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. This message brought to you by Feeding America, the Ad Council, and your Fugly host, the Moxter, here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. I've got a music and a radio calendar coming up right after this brief announcement for you.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
I want to get back to being in my community group.
I want to continue having a soccer season.
So I can throw parties again. So I can go to her parties.
It'd really be nice to dine in instead of getting delivery for a change.
So I can feel safe and protected for myself and my students.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It is just past the top of the hour. I am the Mockster. At this time here on WRCT Pittsburgh, we always do a thing called the mock. Time now for a midnight oil mock. I'm going to tell you some background information on Midnight Oil. First, believe it or not, they formed back in 1972. Peter Garrett, the lead singer that we know of the band, joined in 1973 when he was 20. Here's the thing. It's his birthday today. He is 68 years old on this day. So I'm like, let's do a Midnight Oil mock. Now, it took 16 years before the statesman figured out who the Midnight Oil was, because that Diesel and Dust album came out, and we're like, whoa, there's some songs on there that we're going to play on the radio. And that got us to where we are now. And that was like their sixth album, I think. I think it was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, their sixth studio album before we even heard anything from Midnight Oil. Anyway, and if you didn't know anything about Peter Garrett, he was in the House of Representatives in Australia. He's an attorney, and he was like this like 9-foot-tall lead singer of Midnight Oil. So just let me stop rambling about the Midnight Oil history, and let's play a bunch of covers. I've got 6 to 8 different songs I want to play in the mock tonight to celebrate Peter Garrett's birthday and the fact that it's Midnight Oil. Starting things off with the Lucky Devils and Beds Are Burning.
Belong to them. Let's Here we sit, looking at each other. Seems we're at a loss of what to say. Ties bind us both to someone else. We don't want to hurt, but we must break away. And tonight, I'll sit home a-thinking.
And tonight, I'll sit home a-drinking.
We both live in separate homes where there's no love at all. We're staying up late, burning the midnight oil. Tomorrow we'll meet here in this same place with love and desire that just won't wait. In each other's arms we'll dream for a little while. Then when it's time to leave, it'll nearly drive us wild. And tonight again I'll sit home a-thinking.
And tonight again I'll sit home a-drinking.
We both live in separate homes where there's no love at all. Staying up late, burning the midnight oil. Staying up late, burning the midnight oil.
Thank you.
Canadian post-hardcore band. Alex is on fire from their Aussie tour 7-inch that they put out, doing Midnight Oil's The Dead Heart, wrapping up a Midnight Oil mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Peter Garrett celebrating birthday number 68 today, lead singer of Midnight Oil. The inspiration behind the mock. If you have inspiration for a mock, send it to me. Yeah, shoot me an email. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. So what were those songs in the mock, you're asking yourself? How about before the Alex is on fire, a band called Skulker doing their version of The Forgotten Years? Played Porter Wagoner in there with some Dolly Parton. Why? Because they have a song called Burning the Midnight Oil. The Presets in there as well, doing their version of The Power and the Passion. The Atlantics gave us Wedding Cake Island, that little surf instrumental in amongst all of that. Area 7 with Read All About It. Hot Water Music doing Dream World and started off the entire set with The Lucky Devils doing Beds Are Burning. And that, my friends, was a Midnight Oil mock. We got about, 27 minutes before the end of this program. Appreciate you tuning in, listening. It is the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Let's continue, just while we're down under, let's just continue a set of music from some bands from Down Under, but maybe some bands that a little bit more obscure. So yeah, no AC/DC, no INXS in this set of music. Bands like from 1979, The Hitmen.
Smile the way you get me to do anything you want me to do. Hi, it's Paul Kelly here. You're listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT.
Don't start me talking, or I'll tell everything I know. Don't start me talking, I'll spill the beans for sure. Right before your eyes, I'll blow it all up and wide. Don't start me talking. Don't start me talking, I'll have it all my way. Don't start me talking, 'cause night will turn to day. Stars will run high, strong men weep or die. So don't start me talking. Cheers, oh yeah, cheers. Help me find a way. Cheers, oh yeah, cheers.
running anymore. And I know it always took a long time. Seems like it's been going on. And my heart, is beating too big. It's beating too big for the space that's made up of it.
From their 1986 album, Human Frailty, that is Hunters and Collectors wrapping up that set of music with the lead single from that album, Say Goodbye. Before the Hunters and Collectors, some Lime Spiders in that set of music with Jessica from their The Cave Comes Alive album, 1987. 1991 is when Paul Kelly and the Messengers put out the comedy album. One of my favorite Paul Kelly songs, Don't Start Me Talking. And I start off the entire set from 1979, The Hitmen, and Don't Tell the Man. Bunch of bands from down under, just inspired by my Midnight Oil mock, my Midnight Mock at Oil. There's somehow, I'm just trying to make it work. Hey, you know what I forgot to tell you? Beginning of the hour, I was going to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. Again, that's Attic Records in Millvale, supporter of the Viva La Mock radio program and WRCT. Their phone number is 412-821-8484. Also, I want to remind you that more than 37 million people in the U.S., including 11 million children, struggle with hunger. And as the COVID-19 outbreak is continuing, they now need your help more than ever. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, Feeding America is a network of food banks, and they're committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger right here in America, wherever they are. You can be there for your neighbors in need by donating now at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus, brought to you by Feeding America, the Ad Council, and once again, your good friends here at WRCT. I got three, maybe three and a half more songs before we have to call it quits for the night. From the Good Earth album, one of my favorite bands of all time, it's the Feelies.
Got a girl in a box. Keep her under my bed. It sure must get hot in the summertime. I get her out. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing on TV when I can't see you. Wife don't mind if I give her a child. My wife don't mind. She thinks it's pretty wild. I've got this girl in a box. I got a girl in a box. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her till the day that I die. And I hope I die with my TV on and a beer in my hand, you by my side. I got a girl in a box. We play games. I'm anything I'm not, but I wanna be. Yeah, I wanna be. She'll be a slut, a dirty little whore, or the girl next door, or my bride instead, or I'll cut off her head if I want to. Yeah, I want to. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her till the day that I die. I've got a girl in a box. I've got a girl in a box.
Shine like an arc light. Sing like a bird might sing.
goes higher than heaven, higher than every other thing, some kind of arc light. Sparks in the street. I know that you've no answers. All I need is for you to shine. Shine like an arc light. Like I want you to shine. Oh, I know that you've nobody. And I know that you're not mine. But the light that you are, and the light you can be, is the only thing I want. The only light I can see. You don't have to know the words. Yeah, you don't have to know the rules. You just shine in the morning like the sun, burn like a candle in the night. Shine like a book that's never been read, burn like a saint who knows he's right. Shine like a shard of glass on the first ground. When you shine, to bear, and I'm as free as the wind. I am as free as the air. I am as free as the old. I am as cold as the dawn, and I'm as lost as you are. You are my only love. You don't have to know.
Yeah, well, this is Kimani Mali, and you're listening to WRCT-FM. Keep it locked, Rust.
All right, welcome, everybody. Let's jump right in. We haven't done a good old-fashioned press briefing wacky questions segment in a little bit. I checked in on the press briefing that took place on Wednesday this week, and some really pretty wacky stuff is going on. First of all, Fox News's Peter Doocy is still trying to ask these gotchas of Jen Psaki. She's actually increasingly well-prepared to handle them, and here is one where, after some comments Joe Biden made, Peter Doocy is asking whether if a parent doesn't like their kid's curriculum, they should be considered a domestic terrorist. Extremely misleading. I'll explain in a moment.
Does the administration agree that parents upset about their kids' curriculums could be considered domestic terrorists?
Well, let me unravel this a little bit, because the National School Board Association is not a part of the U.S. government. I'd point you to them. What the Department of Justice said in a letter from the Attorney General is that, quote, threats against public servants are not only illegal, they run counter to our nation's core values. That is true. These were threats against public servants, threats against members of the school board. Regardless of the reasoning, threats and violence against public servants is illegal.
That's— Now, you might be wondering, what on earth is Peter Doocy talking about? And what he's talking about is the mobilization of the federal government to some degree on the basis of escalated threats against educators and the insanity that's happening at the school board meetings. The problem is not taking seriously the behavior of parents at school board meetings. That's what we should be doing. The problem is that the school board meetings are getting completely insane. And what this entire thing is in reference to is that last week, the National School Boards Association pressed Biden for federal assistance to review whether violence and threats against public school officials could be considered a form of domestic terrorism and hate crimes. That's all that this is about. And Peter Ducey, of course, has to make it the most melodramatic thing possible. Then Peter Ducey tries to make it a free speech issue. The problem is lunatic parents at the school board meetings. Then Ducey tries to make it a free speech issue. Does Biden support the right to protest? Of course he does.
So does the president support the fundamental right of these parents to protest at school board meetings?
Of course, but he doesn't stand for the fundamental right. I assume you don't either, for people to take a violent action against members of public servants. And that's what the threats are about. And so, no, he doesn't stand for that. No.
Right. It's one of these after another, just continuing to make something not out of nothing, but make something out of what you should be making the opposite out of. Why are all of these parents losing their minds, going crazy at school board meetings, attacking teachers, verbally assaulting, quoting Hitler, as we talked about last week, on and on and on? That's really the question. And then just one other, here's a bonus one. This is a different reporter saying, why hasn't Joe Biden called Mitch McConnell to try to get all of this stuff sorted out, referring to the bills? And the double standard here is notable. Let's listen first.
Why wouldn't the president, given that relationship he has with Mitch McConnell, just call Mitch McConnell and have this conversation with him? Why do this through public
events? The conversation about?
I don't know. They have the relationship. He's the one who said he could bring the two sides together. So wouldn't there be some value in having that conversation?
We know what the risk-free option is here. We know what the clear path forward is here. And I think the president has made no secret about his belief on that.
So I have no problem with Joe. I've said it a million times. When Joe Biden brought Republicans to the White House, and some people on the left were mad, some people on the right were mad. Great. Bring them. Give them an opportunity to weigh in on the COVID stimulus bill. That was back then. They don't want to participate. Let them not participate. And ultimately, that's what they did. But you're not going to hold things up. It's fine to talk to them. When it was Trump